to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Woody's here. Say hello, Woody.
All right.
And Katie's here. Say hello, Katie.
Hi.
Very good. Guest this week, the lovely Hey Violet. Woo. Now, if you are a regular on the site, you know we've been playing them loads on Pop Buzz Radio, written about them a little bit. They're sort of the protégés of Five Sauce in a way. They're one of the first signings to Five Sauce's new label. They're from LA. They're this just great, great pop band. Like, there's no other better way of putting it. Yeah. Those tunes are there. They're going to be absolutely huge this year. Guys My Age has been the big single. You love that, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, it's a daddy banger.
It's a daddy banger in more ways than one, if you know those filthy lyrics. But yeah, chatted to them, and we also played a little game of welcome to the comments section, so stick around for that. But first, let's kick things off as we always do with the biggest stories of the week in WTF news.
What the f- is happening in the news?
MTV Movie Awards first up. So a couple of stories from this, really. First of all, Millie Bobby Brown won a well-deserved award, really, didn't she? Uh-huh. She won a well-deserved award for her performance as 11 in Stranger Things. A little bit of controversy today, though, wasn't there, as the time of recording, a story about her entering the worst dress list. Is that correct, Katie?
Yeah, someone put her on a worst dress list.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Justify it.
She's 13 years old, guys. Yeah. But the reason why she was on it, she was wearing this like white shift dress and white cowboy boots, and apparently the thing that was wrong with it was that it was shapeless.
For goodness sake.
Oh my God.
A 13-year-old girl,
shapeless.
Shapeless.
What are they expecting? Kim Kardashian to walk down?
Indeed.
You know, like cutouts.
God.
Like, no.
Padding.
I feel like it gets younger and younger with the expectations that these tabloids have for actresses. It's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Quite.
Do you think they just forgot how old she was?
She's very mature. This is it. She, you see that speech that could have been delivered by a 45-year-old who'd been at the Golden Globes, after several nominations.
It was
eighth
cute.
Season of her TV show.
Yeah, it's true. It was very sweet speech, actually. Let's give her credit on that front. It was very, very sweet. And also the boys from Stranger Things, just look, it's so chuffed. Bless them.
Yeah.
So chuffed.
It's almost like they couldn't believe they were there.
I know, right?
Yeah. And it's got to be like their eighth award show.
They've been nominated so many times.
Oh, they've been everywhere. Yeah. They really have. Well, other stories from the MTV Awards. So first of all, Beauty and the Beast kind of swept the board, really. Emma Watson won Best Acting Performance, and Beauty and the Beast took home Best Movie. There's some strong opinions about that particular film in The Office, I know. Woody, you haven't seen it, presumably, because you've never watched a Disney film in your life still.
That doesn't mean I don't have any strong opinions, James.
A strong opinion from afar, based on a trailer.
Never let not seeing a film get in the way of a good hot take.
Indeed. Give me your hot take, then, in no more than three words. Come on.
It's rubbish.
Okay, that'll do. Katie, opinion?
That's the conclusion of my Twitter timeline.
Okay, that's fair enough. I think I would concur, having actually seen it, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen it either, but
okay.
I think there's better films out there that could have won that.
I was somewhat horrified but the entire time I watched it, to be honest. I know a lot of people like it, so, you know, who cares about my opinion? It's incredibly popular, made an obnoxious amount of money. Although I think my missus summed it up when we went and watched it at the cinema. She said, you couldn't even see the library, which I think for a Beauty and the Beast fan is a very important detail, you know.
Shocking.
Couldn't even see the library because of the 3D kind of visuals in a 2D version. Didn't work. But then the other big story from the MTV Awards was these joint acting categories, which is, the first time that's been done really at any award show, any major award show. It was just straightforward acting category for movies and TV. So you just, you know, have actors and actresses, for want of a better phrase, all clumped together, male and female performances. And it was just based on merit rather than split in gender. What do we think about that, guys? What do we think?
Well, do you know what? They put drama and comedy in the same category.
So that's the more difficult.
No, you can't compare the two. They're completely different.
I do actually agree with that. If we're going to do a split, that should be the one. Split drama and comedy performances, surely. Especially in TV. Come on. How can you have Donald Glover in Atlanta next to Millie Bobby Brown in Stranger Things? Like, they're both great performances, but they're both completely different.
Yeah, I mean, it's good in principle, isn't it? Like, it's a nice gesture, but the problem is more systemic than that. It's all very well and good saying, well, this award will be good for non-binary people or whatever, but the problem is you don't have those actors coming through anyway because there's such a limited opportunity for them to even get a part.
Sure.
So I understand the argument that they don't want to exclude people who don't identify as male or female, but how about getting them a bloody job first?
Yeah,
that,
indeed.
That would actually be
a good thing. That's the wider issue, certainly. Mm. And also, just from a much smaller little detail that I noticed, is that obviously, because there's only so many nominations they can divvy out, it does seem like a lot of very fine male and female performances in television and film were, you know, understandably getting shut out because you can't be there forever reading out nominations. So that's a bit of a shame. I would have liked to see an expanded category as well as a wider reaching category,
or,
perhaps.
You know, invent some more categories.
Sure.
You know? I mean, it's the MTV.
They got Best Kiss. They can go
Do you know what I mean? Like all the other award categories are ridiculous. So why make some other ones up to, you know.
Yeah.
God's sake, MTV.
Best shoes in an action movie, that kind of thing. They just keep going everywhere. It's mad. They used to have Best Sandwich. That's not a joke. That really happened. Yeah,
no.
Best Sandwich. I'm gutted they lost it, really. Don't know what I'd win this year, to be fair, though. All right, well, other stories. Let's take a complete left turn. RIP, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in mourning this week. We've all got our black and pink bands around the side of our arms at the minute because Pepe the Frog is sadly no more. Yes, the corrupted meme of everyone's favourite grumpy green frog has sadly been killed off by his creator in a new comic strip that was released for Free Comics Day earlier this week. It's a sad time, and lots of old school fans of Pepe like ourselves were understandably a bit upset because we remember a more innocent time when Pepe was just there to be photoshopped onto the face of Guy Fieri and everyone to have a laugh about it. But he's been corrupted, you know, he's the poster frog of the alt-right. I guess the question here is, will it make any difference? Okay, he's never going to appear in the original comic that he was in ever again. He is dead. There is a picture in front of me right now of Pepe in an open casket. I mean, will that stop any of these, you know, right-wing views being associated with this green frog?
I think, unfortunately, not. I think Pepe is lost to the Nazis.
It's a shame.
He's gone.
Man, you can't help but feel bad. The cartoon is called Matt Fury. We should point this out. You can't help but feel bad for this guy. He's been fighting against this for so long. He tried to start a campaign to save Pepe, which has clearly failed. And now he's just resigned to the fact that his character that he, you know, put all this time into has just been taken away from him. It's very, very sad. Regardless of your political viewpoint, that is a sad thing.
He's kind of like a prisoner of war, isn't he, our Pepe?
Okay, let's not go nuts. Let's not go nuts. That is quite the statement.
He's been taken by the other side.
Green frog, okay?
Yeah, it's true. Let's get a bit of perspective. I don't think we could quite call him a prisoner of war. But he is a horror. It's you know,
wild.
I feel bad for old Matt, the cartoonist. I really do. He's done so many interviews where he says that he's described him always as a chill frog dude. And this frog dude ain't so chill anymore. And that's a bit of a shame, really, isn't it?
I've never seen Pepe be chill, to be honest with you.
It's very true. Well, pour some out for Pepe anyway. He's dead and gone.
Rest in peace.
Bless him. We hope you're all coping this week in his absence. All right, well, let's move on now to a little bit of politics. It's time for this week's edition of, say it with me now, Snaps or Craps, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the snap election is brewing. It is coming on June the 8th. So every single week, we're going to be looking at a ridiculous story to come out of the election cycle and getting our opinions on it. So Stormzy was playing a gig in London this week, right? And the lovely people at Vice went down and interviewed various teenagers queuing up for the gig about their views on the election. And they were so illuminating. I want to highlight one in particular. This is a guy called Darius, bless him. He's 17 years old. They asked him, why are you not into politics? This was his answer, and this is word for word. It doesn't interest me. It doesn't draw young people's attention. People are too busy doing fun shit like going to a Stormzy concert. They ain't got time to pay attention to David Morrison or whatever he's called, Boris Manson or whatever he's called. These guys, they don't represent young people, right? A lot going on in that statement, let's be real. First of all, David Morrison and Boris Manson. I kind of almost love that he got the names wrong. That's very entertaining. It's so close and yet so far, isn't it?
Well,
let's be real.
It's a sign of how relevant he thinks they are to his
I agree.
Life, that they're not even worth
You can't argue with his closing statement there that they don't represent young people. You can't argue with that,
I
really.
Think if you went to a Cliff Richard concert, you know, and it was and you asked all the old people at the Cliff Richard concert, who's this, who's that, do you know this, you'd probably get the same responses.
Fair
you know,
enough.
Like, I feel like this is a bit of an attack on teenagers, which is a bit,
misplaced. Sure. Oh, no, I think to be fair to Vice, I think if you read the article, it is very balanced and they just want honest opinions about what's going on. And you're right. What this shows news is how out of touch politicians have become with teenagers. And there's a reason why there's that complete lack of engagement in politics, because they feel like there's nothing there for them, right?
But yeah. Do you think they should, like, tune in a bit more? Because, like, all of the responses were so, like, I don't care.
I feel like they need a reason.
Maybe you should.
This is what I'm saying. I think a lot of people don't care. I don't think it's unique to teenagers.
Because there's no one to, like, care about.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, the sad thing is you do read every week all these stats, like, you know, if 30% more... I think it was something like if 30% more people under 30 voted, it would sway the way this election is currently predicted to go. Mm-hmm. And you think... Also, like, people can say, oh, well, political parties never make policies aimed at young people. It's because they know who's going out and voting. There's a reason every election on both sides of the Atlantic, by the way, most policies are there to benefit the elderly, because the elderly turn up, man. They turn up on voting day. They get out there, so they're going to bring them in. That's it.
Bernie tried, didn't he?
He tried, bless him. He tried. Well, it won't be the last of him. But anyway, I thought over this name recognition thing, we should play a quick little game, guys. So this is a game I like to call Politician or Pop Punk Frontman. Here's how it's going to work. I have some names in front of me, generic white man names. You've got to tell me, you think it is a pop punk frontman or an actual politician? Normally I'd get you to do buzzers, but I think I've got a better one this week in tribute to our Prime Minister Theresa May's constant catchphrase she's throwing out at the minute. Woody, if you're buzzing in, I want you to shout the word strong. Katie, I want you to shout the word stable. All right. Strong and stable. All right. So this is pop punk or politics. Tell me, is this the name of a pop punk frontman or a genuine politician in the UK? Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell.
Strong!
Woody's in with a strong.
I think that is a politician.
Is the incorrect answer. Oh. He's the lead singer of US pop punkers The Wonder Years, I'm afraid. No points on that one. No points on that one. This is number two. Tim McIlrath.
Stables in.
Stables in.
Politician, because I never heard of him.
Pop punk, lead singer of Rise Against. God. There. Let's go with Nigel Mills.
Strong.
Strong. What
is
it?
There is no pop punk singer named Nigel. Come on.
I wish it was pop punk. No, he's a Tory MP for Amber Valley. Fair enough. That's 1 point to Wood. 1 point to Woody there. All right. Next up, Ron Emery. Who wants to buzz in? Ron Emery. Woody's in.
I'm saying.
I keep forgetting my word.
I think it's politician again.
You think it's politician again?
Ron?
I don't know.
Ron.
Pop punk, lead singer of the True Sounds of Liberty. He's 54 and he lives in California. All right. All to play for. Woody could win this, or Kate, you could tie if you get this one right. All right. All to play for the last one. Pop punk or politician. John Mann. Spelt with two N's. John Mann.
Stable.
She's in with stable. Okay, it all comes down
say
to this.
Politician.
We have a draw, ladies and gentlemen. That is John Mann, Labour representative for Bassett Law. There we go. All right, even Stevens. My point is, a lot of generic white man names in both pop punk and politics. Yeah. If nothing else, we've proven that today. All right, well, those are the big stories on the site for us this week. If you want to read about more of those, get on the site. It is popbuzz.co.uk. And let us know what you think over on our Twitter and Facebook pages.
Hey, Violet. It's great to see you guys. Welcome to London, first of all. How much time you had to spend around here? Now, you've been here a couple of times before, right? Is that
this
true?
This is actually Ian's first time.
It is.
No! Welcome to London, man. It's nice to see you. Yeah, so where have you been able to hang out so far? I know you've got a bit of time to kind of go around. Any particular favourite spots so far?
We took Ian to Nando's. Well, yeah. You've been to Nando's somewhere else.
But yeah. It was in D.C., so it doesn't really count.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's different here. It's a lot better here.
Yeah, ironically, even though it's not British food, you need a British Nando's.
Right.
This is it. This is where we do the Nando's. Right. And we saw you guys were hanging out in ball pools and everything last night.
Yeah.
What's going on there, man? It looked amazing.
Well, we actually had a little fan event, and a bunch of people came, and we actually got to showcase 5 songs off of the new album. Amazing. And just show them the mastered versions of those songs, the studio versions, and it was very exciting that we got to finally share it.
Yeah, but it was at a ball pit.
Yeah,
it was literally,
So literally what, you had...
We do it at a ball pit.
That's awesome. You've got to think about this for the tour now. We're going to have a ball pit on the tour when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
See, honestly, I was thinking about that. I was like, we should just fill our shows with balls. Like, but then I'm like, that would be so dangerous.
The cleanup process would be so long.
Yeah, oh my God.
But worth it. I promise you worth it. Here we are again. Speaking of the album, it's great, guys. We've been playing it in the office constantly, genuinely. Congrats on that. It's really, really great. Take me through the title, first of all, From the Outside. Where'd that come from?
We don't know.
Man.
No, I'm just kidding. We actually got it from a lyric from one of the songs called Where Have You Been All My Night. And I'm not going to say the full lyric. I'll let that be a surprise. But the lyric from the outside to us just means like kind of looking at your life and your relationships outside of the box, looking at it from different perspectives. And that's kind of how we approached all the songs that we wrote on the album, is we're approaching primarily love in different perspectives. And so kind of stepping outside the box and seeing all of that different stuff from the outside kind of gives you a different view of everything.
Nice. That's a good answer. Were you kind of nervous in the build-up now? We're so close to being released. Is there nerves there, or are you just completely excited?
No, I think we're ready. Yeah. We wanted to release this like 1,000 years ago.
So. I have nerves.
2 years ago.
I have nerves.
No.
What are you nervous about?
I'm just nervous.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm like, you know, it's our first album. There's like a lot of pressure and like how well it's going to do, and shouldn't matter how well it's going to do, but it's also like, are people going to accept it?
Sure.
And I don't know. I got knives.
It'll be fine. It'll be all good, I promise you. It really will. Let's talk about a couple of specific tracks. Hoodie, first of all. Okay, is that based on real life experience? Can I ask that? You don't have to go too deep, you don't want to. A little bit?
Definitely. We all, like, I mean, you, as Casey's wearing a hoodie. The song's actually about Casey. No, I guess it's pretty straightforward. It's about, like, taking something from somebody or, like, having them give it to you and keeping it. And I think we all kind of do that.
Everyone's had a sweater from someone at some point. And you're like, oh, it smells like them and I miss them.
The boyfriend sweater.
That was actually one of the songs on the album that was not written by us. But I think I changed, like, one word in it. But, like, that wasn't written by us primarily. But when we heard it, we immediately were like, we need this song.
Yeah, definitely. Have
it. And, like, it related so much to something that I was going through in that moment that I heard it, and I was like, there's no way I can't sing this.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. That's so good to hear. Also, Fuck Boy. I mean, come on. It's already a live anthem. It already is. But let's get this straight. Like, what is the exact definition of a fuck boy? What are the telltale signs? What are we looking for?
I feel like, I mean,
we're looking for the you up texts.
I've got the you up texts.
Yeah. Oh, I like you ignore them. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's like
overconfidence.
Yeah.
In yourself,
but insecurity behind it.
Yeah, yeah. Like very fragile. Like,
have you ever heard of meninists?
Yeah.
That's what.
Let's not publicize those dudes. Let's not do that, but
it's
like
huge ego, very fragile. Yeah. Fragile and like just unnecessarily disrespectful.
Yeah.
Especially towards women.
Absolutely.
Very objectifying. Very
let's say from a distance as well, you see a guy just in a club or something, how can we tell? Is there like clothing choice? Is there anything particular to look out for?
Like you just kind of know, like they put off this like vibe, and like
it's the aura.
Like last night we went to this like music club or whatever, and you just look and you're like, that guy's cool, I know exactly who you are. Like,
it's the way they walk up to people. Yeah. I think it's definitely like,
there's like especially different kinds of them. Yeah. It's like they might dress it. There's like different. I don't know.
It's like assuming that people want them. Yeah. You know, and you're like,
nobody wants you.
That's what it is. It's when they walk up to you and they kind of treat you like, oh, you're lucky that you're trying to get this.
Yeah.
And you're like, ew, no.
Oh, man.
Canceled.
Canceled. That's like, what I want. Canceled.
You become one of those trucks and you start like beeping as you're backing up. Like,
back it up. How many of you guys were at school together? Did I make that up? A few at school together?
Us three and those two.
Oh, whoa. Awesome.
That's weird.
That is interesting
makeup. Yeah. So like what cliques were you rolling in at school then? Who was the nerds? Who was rolling in the sport teams? Come
you
on,
know what's weird is we weren't even in the same like group of people.
I hung out with you guys at lunch.
Yeah, we hung out.
Oh, the one year we went to school together.
That's the year we were in the same group. The next year we...
But then in high school, I went to a music school and I was friends with like every... I was super unpopular in middle school, but then like my 1 year of public high school, I was super popular.
Nice.
And she still has those friends as well.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Hanging on to it. How about the boys? Come on, what kind of crew were you rolling with?
We were pretty unpopular, I guess.
Yeah. She never talked.
But the thing is...
Never talked.
We're only at the same school for like, what, like half a semester?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was very brief.
Yeah.
We weren't even really friends. We were just...
They're still
classes.
Not friends.
We just deal with each other. I don't think we were.
We just shared like some of the same classes and stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Casey like had a bunch of weird, judgy classic rock friends.
Right. Okay. Classic. What kind of classic rock are we talking?
Okay,
classic rock are we talking here? What kind of bands?
The good kind.
The good kind. That's the right answer. That's
so Casey, when we first started hanging out, Casey showed me so much good music, and like, I already knew like a lot of classic rock, but there was some that I had no idea, and he was showing me like all of these B-sides.
Have you ever heard of Van Halen?
What a deep cut. Wow. God, going obscure. What I was going to ask as well, when you guys were first starting out as musicians and, like, you're playing around at school or whatever and you're picking up guitars, what were the kind of go-to cover songs then? Like, when you're first trying to learn
stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that was
the first song I ever learned on guitar. That's no way. Wait. That was the first song I learned on drums.
Okay, it was the first song I learned. Wait, was that the first song?
Did you learn on guitar?
It was the first song I learned on guitar, and then I...
Or no, wait. Brandon's so real.
Wait,
that's mad.
I'm confused.
This was
now
meant to be. Here we go.
The first one I learned by ear was the All American Reject song. You know, oh, it gives you hell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
that's
one.
By ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just ever.
What?
Ever. 70 Shine.
I think it's the first one I learned on my own. Oh,
hit me with your best shot.
No. Is that the first one you learned?
No, God, no. The first.
Oh, covers.
First
oh my God, any Paramore song, I think.
Oh, yes.
Like Misery Business, which we have.
By the way, I take it you're loving Hard Times, right? I mean,
yeah.
That one's so good.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that album as well. But we could talk about that for days. Reno, you went on eBay spree recently, right? You're clearing everything out. Did you find anything weird when you're going through all your old stuff? Anything you've forgotten about?
God, ew, that's a horrifying
like
question.
Like a dead rat, maybe?
What?
Well, I don't know, just something you forgot about, some weird trinket you'd left behind somewhere.
I found a lot of, like, of my old... I'm clearing out my entire room. My entire room is becoming, like, refurbished, and that's why I, like, went on eBay. I was like, you know, some of these pieces are, like, really nice.
It's
like,
not that Dad told you to clear out your room.
Yeah,
Dad also told me to clear out my room. I'm like, I could just, like, give... And I gave a lot of it away to, like, Goodwill and Salvation
Army
and everything,
right.
But, like, a lot of it is also, like, hey, I could maybe just, like, throw this up online, whatever. Anyway... I found a lot of my my old like stories and poems from when I was younger, and they're really bad. They're really bad.
In one of them, she says that she lives 3,000 years.
Yeah, when I was in third grade, I was like, in my ideal life, I have 9 children, and like I live until I'm 3,000, and then I die of cancer. Like ideal life. Like,
dark twist terrible. At the end.
No, she's like 6 years old. This one. My teacher was like, she like made an arrow in red ink, and she's like, this part is sad. What a teacher thing
but,
to say.
But 3,000 years,
yeah.
And then that's how you
and
die.
And then that's like, how you die. Like they wouldn't have come up with a fix for it. But.
Yeah, I mean, if you make it to 3,000, fair play at that point. You're looking for a way out at 3,000, surely. You guys, I mean, you're getting around so much now. We're seeing you in a lot more places. It's happening. It's all kind of happening. Are you meeting famous people? Are you getting starstruck by anybody yet? Anyone you come across yet and you've had a bit of a fanboy or fangirl moment?
Oh, you know what's funny? It's like... I'm just sorry.
No, go ahead.
But I was just gonna say, like, I feel like we do meet famous people sometimes, and I don't know that they're
famous. We don't
realize,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't know, they're just people to me, and if I don't follow their band or something, then I'm like,
then how you
cool,
gonna
like, I don't know you.
Yeah. Figure out later.
I get really starstruck over obscure, like, there's this producer who came to one of our shows, and he, like, his music's, like, super weird, and not a lot of people know him, but, like, I got, like,
Who was it? Go on.
His name is Clarence Clarity.
Oh, cool.
He's a bit off, but
I'm still cool. Hey, whatever you're into, man. That's it. You got a freak out.
There was when we were rehearsing at one of the studios that we were rehearsing for this tour actually that we saw Father John Misty there.
Oh, that's
and,
true. Farmer John Misery.
And I like went up to him and I was like, are you, he like changes his Twitter name like every other day into something like.
Similar.
Like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
What was his
Feather
name?
Jam.
Feather Jam Ministry.
And I was like, are you Feather Jam Ministry? And he's like, yes, I'm Feather Jam Ministry.
Awesome.
And I was like, oh my God, I really love your music. Really like appreciate the music that you put out, and he was like, oh, it's really good to meet you, blah blah blah. And then as I was walking away, I was like,
it always hits you like 5 seconds later, doesn't it? Like, oh my God,
I was like, I was playing it real cool, and then I walked away and I was like,
oh bless, that's awesome though. Now that fame's happening a bit, what's the weirdest rumor you've heard about yourself? Have you heard any weird rumors just
Is
out
fame
there
happening?
I feel like it's happening a bit, yeah. Pick yourselves up, guys. Come on. No weird online rumors. Yeah, allergic to cheese or something.
Allergic to cheese. I'm kind of allergic to milk, but that's
But is that really a rumor then?
It's not a rumor. I feel like rumors are just dumb.
Well, I feel like
of course.
Because we don't read any of those like pages now or like newspapers, we don't really know. So if there's any bad rumors, inform us because we don't know.
I guess the weird ones are when they think that some of us are together.
Oh, that, okay.
That weirds
we
me
haven't
out.
Gotten any of those in a
There's
while.
There's only one of those that's true, it's us.
Oh, well,
well
that, yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Well, Naranda's real, but the rest Exclusive. Of, like, Racy's dead, like, Keen's dead, Rian's dead.
I don't think that ever happened.
Rian never happened.
No.
Racy was a thing for a while, but...
There it is.
Yeah, it's so nothing dead. Nothing as of late.
No. Nothing as of late. All right, no. Keep us posted. That's what we need.
More from Hey Violet coming up in just a second. We're going to play a little game of Welcome to the Comment Section. Very, very weird and funny comments from their YouTube pages, so stick around for that. But first of all, guys, if you're enjoying the show, you may want to go back and listen to some of our previous episodes. You can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Audioboom, on SoundCloud, anywhere that you find your podcast, we are there. And we've had loads of great guests in the past, guys. Who have we had? Woody!
Dua Lipa!
Katie!
Ali Alexander!
Go!
Scott Eastwood!
Chris Pratt.
John Bellion.
Noah Cyrus.
Niall Horan.
Brendan Urie.
Oh, I was going to say Noah Cyrus again. We've had Noah Cyrus.
We have had Noah Cyrus. Who else have we had?
Brendan Urie.
No, we just said Brendan Urie. Oh. You are so terrible at this every week, man.
And you know what? I was cheating.
I know, I could tell. I could see you looking down your laptop. Outrageous behaviour. We've had the... as well. We had Dua Lipa twice, in fact. We had Jamie Morton from My Dad Wrote a Porno. We had Joe Lycett. We had Ashley Dunn and Jesse Kerr. We've had loads and loads of people. So do go and listen to those back episodes. Like I say, they're on SoundCloud, they're on Audioboom, and they're on iTunes. Check us out and hit subscribe. Now, back to Hey Violet.
So this is a game we call Welcome to the Comment Section. Don't look scared, I promise it's nice. So what these are genuine YouTube comments underneath different Hey Violet music videos. All you got to do is tell me which music video it is.
Ooh,
all right?
Oh, okay.
Got to match it up, all right? All nice stuff, I promise, all right? So this is number one. This is from someone called Gevian Ixandri. I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And the comment is, this video is perfect for Riverdale. You guys watch Riverdale?
Oh, it's Break My Heart.
Yeah.
It's not Break My Heart.
Is it Guys My Age?
It's Guys My Age. Oh, it is Guys My Age. Yeah. There you go.
I guess I never watched Riverdale.
But like Riverdale takes place in high school. Like,
yeah, I thought
that's why I thought, yeah.
I didn't say they were logical. I just said they were real.
Cancelled.
Told. There is. Number two is from Alberto Cipolla. It says, I found this song in a porn video. Now, they may be lying, but
oh
they said,
God,
I found this song in a porn video.
I hope it's Guys My Age.
It's not Guys My Age.
Wait, this is why.
Is it I Can Feel It?
It would not be I Can Feel It.
I see the logic, but it's not.
Like it. That's wrong.
Any other guesses?
That's not right.
It's got to be Break My Heart, yeah?
No.
It's Brand New Moves, guys.
Oh, okay.
Brand New Moves.
Okay.
There it is.
I can feel that.
Okay, yeah.
I can see that vibe a little bit.
Oh my God, that was used in a porn video?
I mean, it's probably a lie, but they ran it.
I mean, it's believable.
Alberto, if you're watching this, just get in touch with a link. I mean, well, actually, no, I really don't actually.
You can contact us.
Yeah, this is it. We'll check it first, and we'll see if it's true. This is from Honey Really, and the quote is, am I the only one hearing braid my hair?
Break my heart.
There it is. Have you had
break
another,
my hair. Sometimes I'll sing that live just to mess with people.
Amazing.
Yeah, because someone said it a long time ago, and I was like, it does sound like that. And then, like, sometimes I'll just throw it in there.
Just chuck it in. Just mix it up.
Just like once. Yeah.
All right, final one. This should be a fairly easy one, I think. Ashley Cruz says, Rena for President 2020.
Fuckboy.
Of course it is. Are we going to have political ambitions here, guys? Are we gonna actually make this happen? Outlawing fuckboys.
Yes.
Running for president.
Yeah.
Is this the plan?
You guys have an election coming up. I think you would make a good candidate.
Oh, here we go. Right, let's leave it with this then. Rena, give us the Hey Violet manifesto. Here we go.
Oh,
what do you want to achieve? Sell me, come on.
Like what we want
Speaking
as a band?
What you want as a band, but just why we should put our vote and our faith behind
okay.
Hey Violet.
Well, number one, we are going to eliminate all fuckboys. Number two, we are going to have nap time.
Nap time every day, all day.
Oh, like siestas.
Yes, exactly. And number three, we're going to pick up trash on the street because I hate litter.
Everybody's going to do it. It's going to be great.
What a win. Cast your votes now. Get those early ballots in. Hey Violet, the album's great. Congratulations. And we'll see you guys on tour very soon as well, right? Next couple of weeks. Amazing. Thanks so much. Hey Violet.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Hey Violet, everybody. Woo! Fun. Fun band. We really do love them on the site. We played pretty much every single they've had so far on the radio, haven't we? Yeah. It's really, really great album coming up, I think.
Break My Heart. Yeah, oh my God. We're playing it right now, guys.
Absolutely. Check it out. Well, speaking of new music, just enough time this week to check in with Big DJ Woody in the corner here. What is your banger of the week, my friend?
Well, in honor of their new album coming out this Friday.
Yes.
Paramore. Oh, told you so.
I love that song. I'm so happy they're back. You've no idea.
I prefer this one to Hard Times.
Well, we can have that debate another time.
All right.
Well, Kate, actually settle it. Which do you prefer?
Hard Times.
Oh, good. Ooh. 2-1. I'm pleased with that. But that said, Told You So is an excellent, excellent.
Sorry, Katie.
It's an amazing song. We're so hyped for that album. God, I guess by the time this goes out, the world will know what the next step of Paramore is all about. I'm very, very excited. All right, listen to that. You can get on Pop Buzz Radio on the website. It's popbuzz.co.uk. Just click in the top right-hand corner. That's about it for this week, guys. We'll be back next week with more guests, more big stories, all that kind of jazz. Until then, please do click subscribe. You can find us over on iTunes, over on Audio Boom, over on SoundCloud, basically anywhere that you find your podcast. But until next week, it's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
It's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.